It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, March 28th, 2024. Well, I thought today we could just talk about ship traffic on our river here and a bit about our weather, which has something pretty interesting in it. Yesterday, I talked about the situation in Baltimore, where that big container ship hit a bridge there, after which the bridge collapsed. It's a huge story that's everywhere, and there's such a barrage of information coming at us that I kind of want to take a break from that today here on the show. Much of what we're hearing now is repeated info and speculation, and we won't know a great deal more until things settle. So to avoid kind of tragedy fatigue for all of us, I think I'll just talk about something else today. I do, though, have a contact for a bridge engineer at ODOT, and I hope to speak with him next week about our bridge here and see what I can learn about how our Astoria-Megler Bridge would stand up to a ship hitting it. So we'll see what I can find out about that next week. But here's a bit of telling perspective about the Baltimore incident before we move on from an article a listener sent me written by a bridge engineer. This engineer said that the situation in Baltimore, and I thought this was quite succinct, was a case of a 20th century bridge being hit by a 21st century ship, which says quite a bit about what may have happened there. So we'll talk more about this situation in coming days. But today I'm thinking of the workers who died when the bridge collapsed and the vehicles that are still on the bottom of the harbor and whether they had people in them or not. The police are being hailed in Baltimore for being able to stop traffic on the bridge, but it's unclear whether some cars were on the bridge driving when it fell. Recovery crews will need to handle all that first before they move on to what to do about the ship, which remains stuck with the collapsed bridge draped across its bow. But let's take a look at marine weather. There's something kind of interesting to talk about offshore. We have a sub-980 millibar low-pressure system currently spinning off of Vancouver Island to the north of us that will slowly shift towards our area while simultaneously weakening through late today. This low-pressure system will still bring gusty winds and large seas to our waters through tonight. And a more summer-like, gusty, northerly wind pattern will develop over the weekend. So that sounds like good news. But a little bit to backtrack a little about that number, 980 millibars. That's a measure of the atmospheric pressure inside a storm. And 980 millibars is low for low pressure. The lower the internal pressure in a storm, the more stormy it can be, because it creates a pressure gradient or a pressure difference between the storm and areas around it. And that can cause winds rushing from high pressure to low pressure, trying to equalize the pressure. So that's a source of wind. But when the pressure is very low inside a storm, that can create some gusty winds. So that number, 980 millibars, would indicate a pretty strong storm out there. It's the kind of low pressure number associated with a low-end hurricane. But it's not hitting us directly, and it will instead give us some windy conditions and large seas. Now, for reference, normal atmospheric pressure is 1,013.25 millibars. So we may have dodged a bit of a bullet because that storm is missing us, but like that expression, and the storm went safely out to sea that you may have heard, that's fine for us on land, but completely ignores people who might be out there in that kind of weather in a ship or a fishing boat, for instance. So let's send our best wishes to all the ships and boats at sea in our region that they escape the worst of what that weather system has to offer. Now, ships can handle bad weather in general, but it means tired mariners coming into port who will be quite grateful to have some downtime in an anchorage if they are able to get it. So here's the forecast. We have a gale warning in effect through this evening. We have south winds, 25 to 30 knots gusting to 35, combined seas 16 feet with a dominant period or interval between wave crests of 13 seconds. Showers and a chance of thunderstorms, seas will reach 18 feet tonight. So that could be enough to put the Columbia River Bar on some sort of restricted status in terms of ship traffic coming and going across the Columbia River Bar. That remains to be seen, but when seas reach, they start creeping up toward 20 feet, 18's close to that, that's when there may be some restrictions issued for the bar. So we'll just have to watch that and see. And conditions could start to subside on Friday, so it'll be a short-lived situation if the seas heights do go up that high. Well, let's take a look at our ship schedule. We have inbounders not until this afternoon, or actually almost early evening, that we'll see our first ship. The Saga Tucano arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed to the Rainier Anchorage. I think she's headed eventually to the port of Vancouver. She could be bringing in wind turbine parts, either that or maybe some kind of lumber cargo. Passing Astoria around 5:30 p.m., she could be in Rainier by about 9 p.m. And on the south side of the river there in Rainier, opposite Longview, they have a really interesting situation with mooring buoys, because they don't want the ships to swing out into the channel when they're moored along that, anchored along that, the side of the river in Rainier. They have, the ships will put out an anchor on their bows, and then they will attach themselves to an anchor buoy. There are several anchor buoys there. And so the ships sort of pull into a parking space, so to speak, hook their stern to an anchor buoy that's already there, and throw an anchor of their own off the bow. And that keeps the ship aligned with the shoreline so that it can't swing out with the tide and interfere with the ship channel. And ships on that part of the river get a lot of help from tugboats, when they are trying to turn around or get situated, because the currents can be very, very strong there off Longview and Rainier. I remember talking with a ship captain whose ship was anchored actually at the U.S. gypsum plant just on the other side of the bridge, on the downriver side of the bridge on the Rainier side. And he said that the first time that he ever brought his ship into the U.S. gypsum plant, they tied up to the dock, and they quickly realized that the strain on the mooring lines was pretty intense. And they realized they needed to double up the mooring lines to prevent the lines from breaking from the force of the current there. So the current apparently really scours along the shoreline in some areas there around Rainier. Next, we have the Oki Ulf arriving from Honolulu, Hawaii, headed for Portland. She's a petroleum tanker with refined petroleum on board. She's delivering that to Portland. She'll pass Astoria around 9:30 p.m. and be in Portland by about maybe 3:30 in the morning on Friday. And the Kavsda arriving from China, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She's going to be picking up wheat upriver eventually. She'll be in Astoria's anchorage a little bit after midnight, early Friday morning. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. You'll find ship schedules and a podcast of this program on my website at shipreport.net. Ship Report podcasts also on Apple and Spotify. You'll find marine weather and links to ship schedules and more on my Ship Report Facebook page. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.